Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. I'm back with you with my wife, Reverend A, and we're going to be discussing Lesson 295 in A Course in Miracles workbook. Thank you for joining us today. Let's take a good deep breath and pause for just a moment before we begin. The Holy Spirit looks through me today. Christ asks that he may use my eyes today and thus redeem the world. He asks this gift that he may offer peace of mind to me and take away all terror and all pain. And as they are removed from me, the dreams that seem to settle on the world are gone. Redemption must be won. As I am saved, the world is saved with me. For all of us must be redeemed together. Fear appears in many different forms, but love is one.
My Father, Christ, has asked a gift of me, and when I give that it be given me, help me to use the eyes of Christ today and thus allow the Holy Spirit's love to bless all things that I may look upon, that his forgiving love may rest on me. The Holy Spirit looks through me today.
And so it is. Let's take another moment of silence together. Let's take a good deep breath. So we've discussed that the Holy Spirit is nothing more than your right mind. So as we read this first sentence, Christ asked that he, capital H, he, may use my eyes today and thus redeem the world. He asked this gift that he may offer peace of mind to me and take away all terror. But in the prayer, he says, help me to use the eyes of Christ today and thus allow the Holy Spirit's love to bless all things. So it's really the oneness. In the very last sentence of the first paragraph, he says, but love is one. Fear takes many forms, but love is one. So the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, is really you as Christ, Christ mind, Christ consciousness. And we are all one with that because we are all are that. We are all individuations of Christ mind, ideas of love in the mind of God. So it's always pointing us back to the holy instant. At this point in the lesson work, it's always pointing us back to being joined in union and relationship, to meld into the mind of love that is the voice for God, that is the Holy Spirit. So as we practice this lesson today, we remember to come to the present moment. We remember to allow ourselves to be informed in a new way, to begin to know the more that God is being in our experience here, even in the third dimensional world today.
The Holy Spirit looks through me today, and all I have to say is thank goodness, because the body eyes that see as an ego doesn't see a whole lot at times that seems redeemable, that seems devoid of terror and pain. In fact, those eyes do see the unredeemable, do see that which is terror and that which is painful. And there are days when I just know that the way that I am seeing things is not according to the vision of Christ. And so how grateful I am to have this as a practice, and that the Holy Instant is just not a morning practice or an evening practice, that it's a moment by moment practice. And the beauty of it is that we can start at any time, and we can return, and we can say, Holy Spirit, see through me today. Let the vision of Christ, let the mind that was in Christ Jesus be my mind now. Let the mind, the vision that was in Christ Jesus be my vision right now. Let the heart of compassion, let the voice that was in Christ Jesus be my voice and my heart today, because of my own self, I do not see clearly. Of my own self, my voice is harsh, and of my own self, my heart is hard, and on some of these days. And so the great surrender of stepping aside and allowing Spirit to have full sway, to be my thoughts, to be my vision, to be my words and my heart, and to move through me, is the highest prayer I think that I can have anytime, but certainly in moments of challenge. And when they say that it can be done at any time, you know, I always think of like, oh, I can't, you know, I'm going to start my diet on Monday, or it's, you know, I already messed the day up. And no, that this practice is to be invoked the moment you realize that we're off. The moment I realize I'm off, that's when I invoke this lesson. And it is in invoking it and setting this as my intention and my desire that that I, in the midst of what seems to be going all wrong, can have a reset, and that reset saves my life, saves the lives of others, quite figuratively and quite literally. And so today, the Holy Spirit, I give permission to see through me today, that the Christ of my being asks that my eyes may be used so that I may see in a different way today.
And so it is.
And so it is.
The Holy Spirit looks through me today. Thank you for joining us today, mighty companion. You are loved dearly. Stay the course. We're committed to staying the course with you. God bless you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea.